Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, along with Brad Pollock, our law firm is Bell and Pollock. You know we're injury attorneys, and you know we bring the show to you every week to educate you and teach you a different injury subject. And we have many, many different approaches, and we love teaching you. At Bell and Pollock, we educate and advocate. Just go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. You'll see how we educate and advocate for you, for your injury claim, for your family structure, to recover from the insurance company who fights these claims so hard, and they have their own strategies, and we give you your strategies. We call them legal game plans, but you can call them whatever you want. Strategies, methods, narratives. We call them strategies and legal game plans. And they're so important. Now, they're so important if you have an injury. You can't just wing it. You have to know what you're doing from beginning to end. Let me repeat that. From beginning to end. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. You know, it has on there all of our shows. It has our 6 books. They're free. You can download an e-copy of our books, any of our books, for free anytime. If you want a hard copy, all you have to do is call our law firm at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Or in the mountains, 970-870-8989. And we'd be glad to send you a hard copy of any of our books for free. We want you to have the information. It's that important. You know, all of this was born and originated years ago when Brad and I, you know, we have years of experience, and we saw people come in our offices time after time after time, and maybe they didn't get there for 4 months after the accident, or 2 weeks, or a week, or a year, and they didn't have the information, and already the insurance company had taken advantage of them. And believe me, they have strategies. Believe Brad when he says they have strategies. We see it every day. We've seen it for years. You can put our experience to work for you if you've been injured. We do cases all over the state of Colorado. We have offices in Denver and Steamboat Springs. And we've done jury trials all over the state, all four corners and in between. 303-795-5900. And another thing with Bell and Pollock, if you go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, right on the homepage, there's a green tele-law button. What's that? A green tele-law button. You can hit it. We trademark protected it. We created it. We invented it. When you click on the green telelaw button at championsofthepeople.com, it opens up all the platforms that you can use to contact and communicate with Bell and Pollock. Licensed attorneys. You still have your full team of professionals on your side if you've been injured, even though we're working partly from home and even though you might be home. And more importantly, it's easy for you. And more importantly than that, you can hire us. You can get your legal consultation free, initial consultation free, legal game plan free, all from the comfort of your home, and you can get all our paperwork, and we can handle your case from beginning through settlement or judgment, and you never have to leave your home for us. And we'll talk to you about treatment and how you get telemedicine and that sort of thing. You need a game plan. The insurance companies have not quarantined their strategies against you. They have not. They're in full force and play. So you must fight. We can win this war. Okay, today we're talking about part two. You know, Brad, let's talk about these films, because MRI films, CT scans, and we're going to educate you about that today because they're very, very important. And you're injured. You go to the ER, you go to your doctor, they order MRI films, and we talk about it all the time. Then the insurance company says, well, the films were negative. They didn't show anything, so you must not be injured.
And it's a typical situation that we face in our business, and I think doctors face all the time too, only from a different perspective, because doctors have patients come in and say they need help and say they're in pain and say they're having problems. And when they come in and say that, the doctors look at them and believe them. Now, unless, of course, you're one of the insurance defense doctors, and then, of course, you're not going to believe them. And for an insurance defense doctor, the statement is seeing is believing, and even then they're not going to really say you're in pain. But unless they can see it, they don't believe it. Now, any other time that doctors care for people, when somebody comes in and says, I'm in pain, and I have this pain, the doctors say, let's run you through battery tests, let's take x-rays, let's take different MRIs or CT scans. And when they do it, they look and they say, okay, we're going to look at this, And we're going to see if it's there. And if it's not there, we're not going to say, well, that means you're not in pain, go home. That means we can't figure it out for those from those films. Now, once upon a time, we didn't have MRIs, and so we couldn't see what the MRIs show us. That didn't mean the person didn't have injuries that the MRIs show. That just meant that we didn't have sophisticated enough equipment to see it. Once upon a time, we didn't have CT scans. That doesn't mean that whatever the CT scan would show wasn't really there. It just means that we didn't have the sophistication to get into the human body to look inside and see it. And that's the same thing with x-rays. Once upon a time, we didn't have x-rays. And that didn't mean a person didn't have a broken bone, a broken arm that you should have been able to, that you should be able to see with an x-ray. That just meant that we didn't have the pictures or the ability to look inside the body and see it. So when what we need to deal with now is recognize that people have pains, and a lot of times it's something we can't see, but that doesn't mean it's not there.
So you can win this war. You don't have to put up with this. You can call us right now at 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900. Gary Bell, Brad Pollack, if you're in the mountains, you can call us at 970-870-8989, or just go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. We can do your case, and you never even have to leave home. It's that easy. Just click on the green tell-a-law button. Today, we're trying to educate you. Point number one, this is a take-home point for you right now. Do not let them intimidate you. And we talk about all these things that they can do or might do or should do or will do, right? You can win this war. So don't leave these shows thinking, wow, these insurance companies have all this power, which they do, and they have all these strategies, which they do, and I guess I can't do anything about it. No, there's a lot of things you can do about it. We've done this for years. We've won many, many, many claims. We've helped a lot of people with their lives and put their lives back together again. So the takeaway so far in this show is you can win this war, but you have to know what you're doing, and you have to have a legal game plan. And we were just covering in the first part of the show, you know, if you go to the emergency room and your CT scan or your MRI is negative, well, that's not the end of the story. There are symptoms. You can have a negative film, not positive, as doctor talk, it's not remarkable. There's nothing to see. There's nothing to say. It measures the gross anatomical structures, but there's many things it doesn't measure. So let's get into a part of this so you can understand it. Sometimes we deal with facet joint injuries, Brad, and we got a break coming up, but right after the break, we want to talk about facet joint injuries. They don't show up on film. They're very real. And then you go through an injection and diagnostic injection and therapeutic injection procedures to figure it out. And so we're going to cover that right after the break. But listen, if it doesn't show up in a film, don't let the insurance companies convince you must not be injured, or you're going to get over it in a couple of weeks. You're listening to Bell and Pollack, Gary Bell, Brad Pollack. Our law firm is Bell and Pollack. We have offices in Denver, Steamboat Springs. We do all kinds of injury cases, car crash cases, truck crash cases, bicycle, workers' comp. We represent workers on the job injuries. You can call us at 303-795-5900.
This Legal Minute is brought to you by Bell and Pollack Personal Injury Lawyers at championsofthepeople.com.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollack. See if you can solve this legal riddle for me. How can you get hurt twice in the same accident? Once in the accident and again on the insurance claim. That's twice. As my military commander used to say, we don't have problems here, we only have opportunities. Listen, when you've been injured in a car crash, your opportunity to protect yourself and your family may come only once. That's right, only once. We always tell people, when you've been injured, you must take the proper steps at the beginning and in the middle and in the end. If you take the proper steps, you can win this war. You can fulfill that opportunity. You can protect yourself, and you won't get hurt twice in the same accident. Call us, Bell and Pollack, championsofthepeople.com. We'll help you.
For your Bell and Pollack legal game plan, visit championsofthepeople.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollack Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollack. We Are Injury Attorneys. The show is for you. Today we're talking about the fact, the point that you can win this injury war. You can win the war on your injury claim against the insurance companies. You can have your own strategies, but you must have strategies. You can't just think about them or guess. Call Bell and Pollock, 303-795-5900, or go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, and click on the green Tell the Law button. Okay, Brad, let's get into facet joints, because those don't show up on MRIs. And so there's procedures doctors go through to try to find the pain generator. And so then the insurance company says, well, you're really not hurt. We can't see it on film. And there you go.
And that's the beginning point of the conflict that a lot of times happens between health insurance and car insurance. Because, you know, health insurance usually wants its doctors to start with the most conservative method of treatment, which most doctors will say is the appropriate thing to do, and they start with the most conservative method of treatment. So what's the most conservative method of treatment? The most conservative method of treatment for that kind of pain or that kind of problem is rest, and maybe a physical therapy. Do a few medications to help stop the pain, and do some medications. Send some people to physical therapy and see if they get over it. But, you know, what's the insurance company going to say to you? What's the car insurance company going to say to you?
Well, they're going to say you should get over it, or you're going to be over it, or most people are expected to recover from this type of injury in 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, so what's your problem?
And they're going to say that physical therapy might be a waste of time if you continue going. Or, you know, really, doctors sometimes will refer to acupuncturists or chiropractors, and what's the car insurance company say to
you? And the defense doctors and the defense lawyers and the insurance company say, well, you either overtreated or you're undertreated, or we don't really trust. Now, we're not saying this, but they say we don't trust these chiropractic records. We don't trust these acupuncture records. We don't trust these physical therapy records. We don't even trust your doctor's records. And they attack them all. And we're going to show you some of those attacks today. But, Brad, they can't have it both ways. They say, well, you overtreated with the chiropractor, for example, or you undertreated. You didn't treat enough. But, you know, interesting about chiropractors is they do an incredible job at the first interview and the intake. They have intake forms, and they do measurements and range of motion, and it's very, very good, and most MDs don't do that.
And chiropractors have a great way of explaining a lot of what the problem is and why you're having this injury and why chiropractic care and their treatment plan is important. But that's the health insurance companies. They're saying start with the most conservative. Car insurance companies, because they don't want to pay for that, turn around and go, that's a waste of treatment. You're, like Gary said, you're overtreating, you're undertreating, or that's not the correct treatment. You should have done something different. Because they always have 20/20 hindsight, and they're always going to criticize the care that was given. Now, they're not going to go so far as to say that the doctors who gave the care that was given committed malpractice, but they're going to say you, the person, have wasted your money, and we're darn sure not going to reimburse it because you, the person, shouldn't get your money back because you wasted it and you were overtreating or undertreating. Notwithstanding the fact you might have followed your doctor's orders entirely, and notwithstanding the fact that they'll say, no, we're not going to say the doctor committed malpractice or did something wrong. We're just going to say it wasn't the appropriate treatment. So that's where we start with when we talk about facet injuries. You can't see them. Doctors start with the most conservative form of treatment, and they try and see if you'll get better from that. As you're not getting better, as they see the chiropractor, the physical therapy, maybe the acupuncturist, the rest.
The pain injection doctor.
Some of that. They're going, well, that's maybe not working. So that's what they'll go to next. They go to pain. They go to injections. And these injections can be either therapeutic, to take care of the pain, or they can be diagnostic to find what's causing the pain. And that's what they're going to go to. That's the next step that needs to be done. And you have every right to make sure it's done that way, or to make sure that you're getting those type of injections and you're getting that kind of treatment. But you need to fight the war. A lot of times you need a lawyer who's going to advocate for you to say this is the way it's got to be.
Right, and I'm telling you what, this is an example right here. It doesn't show up on film. That's why we started with this. It doesn't show up on the CT scan. It doesn't show up on the MRI. It doesn't show up on the X-ray. Therefore, the insurance company says all your films are negative. Therefore, we're not going to pay you, or we're going to reduce our payment to you drastically. We're just giving you one example, like a facet joint injuries that don't show up, but they can be very debilitating, especially in the low back, the lumbar part of the back, L4, L5, and S1, especially S1. It's hard to find them anyway, and that's why they do diagnostic injections to find the pain generator. That's all appropriate medical treatment. It costs money. That's what the insurance company doesn't like, because the higher your medical bills go, that becomes part of your claim. They want your medical bills low. They want you to, quote, have recovered within 6 weeks, because, as they say, a lot of people would have recovered. Did you hear that? A lot of people recovered, so therefore, ergo, you should have recovered. But you're different. You're different from everybody else, than me, Brad. We're different from you. A car crash might injure me differently than it does Brad. It might injure you differently than it does us or somebody else. So how can they say to you, well, you know, you should have recovered in 6 weeks, because a lot of people do. Therefore, we're going to cut off your treatment in 6 weeks, we're going to pay you. Do you understand? You see these strategies? And there's so many of them. But you know, Brad, the takeaway, another takeaway, and we keep harping on, you can win this war. You know, we're talking to you about the problems and the issues, but it's not insurmountable. We've done it for years for lots of families. You can call us at 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900. And in the mountains, 970-870-8989. You can hire us. Get on your computer, call us. We can do your case from beginning to end, and you don't even have to leave your home. It's just that easy for you. And you've got a full team of professionals at Bell and Pollock on your side. All right, Brad, let's take this facet joint situation a step further. A lot of people say, you know, I haven't had any symptoms forever in my low back, ever. I had this car accident, now they got the symptoms. And the insurance company says, well, your films are negative, so what's your problem? You must have a different problem. Couldn't be this car accident, it's got to be a different problem. But the issue is, and then what they say, Brad, is we're looking at your films. You have a bulging disc, and you say, well, maybe the car accident caused that. But it looks old. It looks ancient. And in their words, it's chronic, meaning it's been there for years. And in their words, and doctor's words, it's artifact, meaning it's ancient. Therefore, since it's ancient and artifact and old, it couldn't have been caused by this accident. But when you're hit, boom, it causes the symptoms. And then the symptoms, they're there, and you never had the symptoms before.
And let's deal with the symptoms. They want to deal with the condition if it's an old and been there for a long time. Of course, if it's brand new and they cause it, they don't want to deal with the condition either. But if it's an old symptom, as Gary said, it's been there. You've had a degenerative disc disease, and that's not really a disease, just a degenerative disc syndrome, I think I should call it. If you've had that, all of us have it. We start having it from the minute we're born, really, but by 18, 19, 20, it's starting to show, and by in your 30s and 40s, it's going to show up. It's going to be there. So what are we talking about when we're deciding that we don't want to and we don't think we need to pursue a claim because, oh, the insurance company told me it's degenerative disc disease or syndrome, and my doctor said that too, and that's what's caused, and they triggered the pain. Well, guess what? There's study after study after study that shows you could have gone a lifetime without that pain being triggered. That's the symptom. And what triggered that pain? What triggered that pain is somebody smashing into you. And that person who smashed into you now has given you pain that you never had before. Regardless of what condition or how your body was or how your anatomical structure was, or what your bones looked like and what your ligaments looked like and what your discs looked like, what caused the pain is somebody crashing into you. And you're entitled to recovery for that pain, and you're entitled to recovery for that pain even more so if it's debilitating. You're entitled to recovery for that pain even more so if it causes you to be in any way compromised in the way you can act and the things you can do. You can no longer go play golf. You can no longer go play tennis. You can no longer work around the house. You can no longer do it the way you used to. You can no longer work around the yard or in the garden. You can't do that. When you go to work, you're terrible. You can't do things. So you're going to lose out on those promotions, on those increases in pay. You're going to have your job in jeopardy. You're going to miss some days because you just can't get out of bed or because the pain's so bad, you can't stand up. You're entitled to recovery for those. That's what it's all about when you start saying to the doctors, wait a minute. I know you say I was a thin skull and I had this condition, but you are your person triggered this. And that's what you got to say to the insurance companies.
Absolutely. You have to fight. You can call us anytime, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. We're glad to help you. You can call us right now. In the mountains, you call us at 970-870-8989. That's 870-8989. Now, all Brad was telling you, I mean, that's years of experience talking to you. Did you hear all those details come out? Did you hear those details be explained to you? But it all started, remember, let's just stop. It all started when you were injured in this car crash. You had no symptoms before. And then you go maybe to the emergency room or your doctor. And then you have a film and the insurance company says your film doesn't show anything. It's negative. But then you went through all this protocol of treatment. I mean, when you have facet injections and facet injuries, you can have injection protocol, acupuncture protocol, dry needling protocol, and you can have rhizotomy protocol. And that can continue and sometimes permanently forever for your whole life. When the insurance company says your films were negative, right? I know you got the picture. You can win this war. We got a break coming up. Well, after the break, we're going to give you a couple more pointers. 303-795-5900, Gary Bell, Brad Pollack. Our law firm is Bell and Pollack. We are injury attorneys. We will help you. We'll be right back.
This Legal Minute is brought to you by Bell and Pollack Personal Injury Lawyers at championsofthepeople.com.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollack. This is your Legal Minute. How does this job ad sound to you? $10,000 a week. What do you think? You got to work 24/7. You get no vacation, no breaks, no benefits. You can't go home at 5. You can't get another job. You can't leave. You can't quit. No retirement, no promotions. No pay increases, no bonuses. Guess what? That's exactly how an injury goes. You've been injured in a car crash. You just inherited a brand new career. What about the pain? What about the numbness? What about the alteration of lifestyle? You just inherited a new career. Want the job? Call us, Bell and Pollack, championsofthepeople.com. We'll help you.
For your Bell and Pollack legal game plan, visit championsofthepeople.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollack Injury Show. Fasten your seatbelt. Here we go. Gary Bell, Brad Pollack, we're here for you every week. We educate and advocate, and you need the information. We're glad to give it to you. You know, you can call us for a free initial consultation anytime, 303-795-5900, 795-5900, or you can call us in the mountains at 970-870-8989, our website, championsofthepeople.com. Click on the green telelaw button. It opens all the platforms that you can deal with us. We can video conference with you. We can do it by fax. We can do it by email. We can do it by phone. We can do it any and all of the above. And we have several video conferencing platforms we can use. It's easy. You never have to leave your home. We will help you. And if you have questions, you can just call us, 303-795-5900. We'll be glad to help you. So, Brad, let's go back to this one point that we always run into. You go to your doctor. You've been treating from an accident. You didn't have any pre-existing symptoms or problems. Now you do from the accident. And the doctor says you need this treatment, XYZ. You need maybe therapy. You need maybe to go to a chiropractor. You need maybe massage therapy. On and on. You do, and then the insurance company gets involved, and they hire their own doctors, and their doctors say that your doctor, now listen to this, your doctor, 10 years, 12 years, 20 years, your PCP, what they did was not reasonable and necessary. Listen to those words. So, Brad, take everybody through this, because they say it's not reasonable and necessary, so what they're really saying is your doctor of 12 years, 20 years, did something that wasn't reasonable and wasn't necessary, and I bet you don't believe that.
It's amazing, but that's what they'll say. Your doctor was not reasonable and necessary. Here's what they should have done. And sometimes they don't even say here's what they should have done. Other times they do. But then you say, so what you're saying is that doctor shouldn't get paid. Oh, no, I'm not saying that. What you're saying is that doctor shouldn't have got the money that they charged. No, I'm not saying that. You're saying that the what that doctor referred you to and the medication and everything else, that doctor should be paying for that and reimbursing. Oh, no, I'm not saying that. Well, what are you saying, insurance company doctor? What are you saying? I'm saying that it wasn't reasonable and necessary, and that with my 2020 hindsight, this is what I say should have been done. And I'm saying, and you say, well, would that have worked? Well, I don't know. I can't tell you for sure. Sometimes they'll say, oh, yeah, it would have worked, because they can say that, because words are cheap. It's not easy to sit down when you're treating somebody and make those statements, because that sometimes treatment takes time, and sometimes your injuries can't be overcome. Sometimes you're going to live with them. They're permanent. Sometimes it's going to continue into the future, because that's what happens in car crash cases. Sometimes you realize you have a permanent injury. Other times you realize you have injuries that take a great deal of money and a great deal of medical treatment to care for.
Right, exactly. And you got to worry about your future, and we can fight for you. We've done it for years. Brad and I have over 40 years of experience each. We will put our experience to work for you. 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900. In the mountains, 970-870-8989. And our website, championsofthepeople.com. Just go to our website. You can click on the green telelaw button. It will open up the platforms that you can contact us with. We're glad to do it. You can call us, you can fax us, you can email us, you can video conference with us. We can handle your case from beginning to end through settlement, and you never have to leave your home if you don't want to. But if you want a face-to-face meeting, we'll be glad to accommodate you. We're in full compliance with all health requirements, and you can also come into our office if you want to. Bell and Pollock, injury attorneys, years of experience to help you. Give us a call. See you next week.
This Legal Minute is brought to you by Bell and Pollock Personal Injury Lawyers at championsofthepeople.com.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys, and this is your Legal Minute. I think this example is going to help you. You go to sleep at night. You wake up. You slept wrong. Your neck is killing you. You have a crick in your neck. It won't go away. You go to work. It becomes aggravating. You get cranky. You have a temper. You go home. It still won't go away. You wake up day two. Same thing. It won't go away. You can't turn it to the left. You can't turn it to the right. You can't concentrate on work. What do? You hope and pray it goes away. You wake up day three. It's gone away. You tell your spouse, hallelujah, it's gone. Tell you what, when you're injured in a car crash, sometimes there is no hallelujah moment. Sometimes the injuries persist and the symptoms persist. We can help you. Bell and Pollock, championsofthepeople.com.
For your Bell and Pollock legal game plan, visit championsofthepeople.com.